Parshas Vayechi is the Parsha Stuma. It's a closed Parsha. But it's not a typical Parsha Stuma. Normally a Parsha Stuma in the Sefer Torah has a space of nine letters between itself and the next Parsha, as opposed to a Parsha Psucha, which is open till the end of the line. But Parshas Vayechi is Stuma Legamri. It's completely closed. There's no space between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi. And the question is why? Why is Parshas Vayechi completely closed? So Rashi quotes from Chazal, Lefishe Kevin Shenifta Yaakov Avinu Nistumu Enem V'Libam Shal Yisrael Mitzoras Hashibu. After Yaakov Avinu passed away, the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael were closed because of the suffering of the Sheba, the suffering of the enslavement which began. What does it mean that their eyes and their hearts were closed? I think it means that the Shibud took away their ability to think. It took away their ability to contemplate, to make the right judgments. They were focused too much on survival, too much on getting through the day's work, so they weren't able to objectively evaluate their situation. We find in Parsha Shmos when Moshe and Aaron come to Paro and they ask him permission for Bnei Yisrael to have a temporary leave to go serve Hashem in the Midbar. Paro responds, Nirpim Atem Nirpim. The people are lazy, that's why they don't want to work. So what's his solution? Tichbar ha'avoda al ha'anoshim v'yasuba v'yal yishu b'divei shoker. Let the work get even harder and let them not talk any nonsense. This was Paro's approach. Once again, Paro tried to overwhelm Bnei Yisrael till they were so preoccupied with the work that they had to do, with finishing their jobs, that they just couldn't think of any spiritual pursuits. They couldn't think of ruchnius. The Bali Musas say that this is the way that the Yetzer Hara functions as well. The Yetzer Hara tries to get us so involved in our mundane activities till we don't have the energy, we don't have the desire, we don't have the mind, the time for any ruchnius. Whether it's a night seder, whether it's being osek b'tzorchei tzibur, whether it's getting involved in chesed. The rat race sometimes is so consuming that we just don't have any time left for any ruchnius. Rabbi Shlomo Friedman, one of the Ramim in Yeshivat Keren B'Yavneh, once said that the beauty of the year or two, or three, that boys spend learning in Eretz Yisrael, is that it takes us out of our American lifestyle. It gives us time to think, time to contemplate, where am I going, what are my goals, what am I striving for. It's hard for an actor to picture what he looks like on the silver screen. The only way for him to see himself is by stepping out of the movie and sitting down in one of the theater seats. By leaving behind American society and culture for just a little while, we can view ourselves and our environment from the outside, and then we can more objectively evaluate what our priorities in life should be. But how do we maintain that sense of purpose even when we come back to Chutz Laretz and we start college, when we have responsibilities, and we're no longer learning full time? I think the answer is we always have a built-in time to reflect on our direction in life. That's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is a forced vacation. Shabbos is a breath of fresh air. No matter how involved we are with our mundane activities the whole week, no matter how overconnected we are with the email, with the cell phone, for Shabbos, bo menucha. Shabbos comes and everything has to stop. If only we treated Shabbos properly, not just as a day to rest from the exhaustion of the week, but as a day to re-energize ourselves spiritually. If only we took advantage of the enormous kedusha of Shabbos, me'ein olam haba, we would discover the awesome power of Shabbos. We'd realize that Shabbos can change everything we do. It can give us the right perspective on life. It can transform a mundane work week into a week that's full of meaning and purpose.